This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia says it's halted its unprecedented wartime deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, where hunger is a growing threat and high food prices have pushed more people into poverty. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov announced halting the deal Monday in a conference call with reporters, adding that Russia will return to the deal after its demands are met. Wagner mercenary fighters are in Belarus, following a video released by Minsk showing them training. It's the first indication that a deal to end Wagner's mutiny last month is being implemented. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Wagner's march on Moscow in June could have tipped Russia into civil war, according to President Vladimir Putin. Under the deal, Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin stood down his mercenaries and agreed to move them to Belarus in exchange for Russia dropping mutiny charges. But until the past few days, there'd been no sign of them going there, and Prigozhin hasn't been seen in public since June 24. On Saturday, a spokesperson for the Ukrainian border agency confirmed Wagner was in Belarus in a statement posted on Telegram.
And VOA's Veronica Baldarias-Iglesias explains that Biden administration officials were asked about Ukraine's counteroffensive.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who is visiting India, talked about other measures being taken to weaken Russia's belligerence.
We will also continue to cut off Russia's access to military equipment and technologies that it needs to wage war against Ukraine. One of our core goals this year is to combat Russia's efforts to evade our sanctions.
During the recent summit in Vilnius, NATO members stood by Kyiv despite not offering it a clear roadmap to join the alliance.
This is VOA News. At a news conference before a meeting of group of 20 finance ministers and central bankers in India, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said she was eager to work with China on areas of mutual interest, including debt restructuring for poorer countries, and that multilateral development banks needed reforms before capital increases could be considered.
First, I'll work with the World Bank and my counterparts to push for a framework and principles for the targeted use of concessional financing for global challenges. This will enable us to deploy concessional financing toward areas of greatest impact.
She also said that there are plans to get tougher on Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine.
By helping keep the economy and the government running, we're giving Ukraine the support it needs so it can fight for freedom and its sovereignty. We will also continue to cut off Russia's access to military equipment and technologies that it needs to wage war against Ukraine.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been released from the hospital. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Doctors who implanted a heart monitor say Netanyahu was in good health. The 73-year-old prime minister was admitted to the hospital Saturday and kept overnight for observation. In a video statement on Saturday, a smiling Netanyahu said he'd holidayed at the Sea of Galilee without properly protecting himself from a heat wave. The implanted heart monitor, which is placed under the skin, will allow Netanyahu's medical team to continue regular monitoring, according to the hospital statement. His weekly cabinet meeting was delayed by a day and rescheduled for Monday, his office said. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Iranian authorities Sunday announced a new campaign to force women to wear the Islamic headscarf, and morality police returned to the streets 10 months after the death of a woman in their custody sparked nationwide protest. The morality police had largely pulled back following the death of the 22-year-old last September as authorities struggled to contain mass protests calling for the overthrow of the theocracy that has ruled Iran for over four decades. Protests largely died down earlier this year following a heavy crackdown in which over 500 protesters were killed, nearly 20,000 detained. But many women continue to flout the official dress code, especially in the capital, Tehran, as well as other cities. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.